100.1 The X, it's time for the 4:30 local lowdown, and in the studio with me is Emily from our very own Reno Aces. Hi, Emily.
Hi, great to be here. Thanks
Welcome
for having me.
Back. Yeah. We were just talking off air how the last time we chatted was the beginning of what was supposed to be the Reno Aces season, the big season opener interview. A lot has happened since then.
Yes, it has. It has. I was saying that I had photos from that interview on social media, and we had wonderful plans for an incredible 2020 season for the Reno Aces at Greater Nevada Field. We were highlighting all the changes and the new promotions, and then slowly but surely the world started to shut down and ultimately the season was canceled.
What was that like for you guys dealing with that and the players, and give us a little bit of insight about what your life was like those first few weeks?
You know, Jamie, I still don't have the correct vocabulary to articulate exactly what that was like. Challenging, surreal, unprecedented. We thought it was going to go by very quickly and then we'd reemerge and then we'd start our season. And so, you know, I think we could have never predicted what happened. There's certainly silver lining, and I believe you should always look for the silver lining in these situations if you can. And 24 of our Reno Aces got a spot on the Arizona Diamondbacks 60-man roster this year. Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
That was very exciting for the players. And then for the Reno Aces staff, you know, typically we go season to season. We were about 6 months in season, 6 months out of season. And we're really good at planning 70 events in those short time frames.
Right. Got a full calendar.
We do. But this year we had the luxury of time. And so my hope is that when the Reno Aces return, and we will, your experience will be even greater because we've had a chance to step back, look at the data, and create even better programming for Aces baseball in the future.
You've got a virtual fun run coming up. I want to talk about the 5K.
Yes, of course. So the Race and Aces 5K is going virtual for 2020, like many things.
Right.
But you know what? Our fans and the community has asked, how can we stay involved with the Reno Aces? And we wanted to put together something really fun and give away some really cool swag. So it's $40 to register before November 8th. And with your registration, you get a hat, a technical tee, both with the Race and Aces, very cool, fun logos, and a medal. We know you're going to finish the race, so we're going to go ahead and send you the medal ahead of time. And, you know, this, it doesn't have to be competitive. You can walk, skip, run, you know, shuffle, push a stroller, whatever
it
is.
Get creative.
Yes,
yeah.
Get creative. Get out there and move and wear your swag. Please send us your photos. So when you're done running on your time, you can upload photos of your race and your time, and the Aces will be sure to recognize you.
But now, where do people go to register and where do they send those photos?
Yeah, so renoaces.com, very easy. Just our website. There's a big graphic right at the top that says Race and Aces 5K. Click on that and you'll be directed to the portal where you can sign up. And when you finish, that's where you'll put your time and your photos. It's all about the swag. So we made sure to really dial it up that you're going to get something, actually a few, very cool items for participating. And then this year has been about doing things when you're comfortable doing them and managing that on your own schedule. So you can run where you want, when you want. We just want you to share with us that you did it. And we want to celebrate you for those efforts. So it starts as soon as you sign up. We will fulfill the hat, shirt, medal. That'll be mailed directly to you. Dress up wearing the swag we sent or like your favorite playing card. Be creative. Have a lot of fun. And then upload your time and photo before the end of November. Share all those great photos and race results with our fans.
Christmas is coming.
It is.
And you guys have a great charity event coming up with some Christmas trees. What's this one?
We do. Yeah. So we're working with Wood Mountain, and they are beautiful, beautiful Christmas trees and wreaths that come out of the Northwest. And essentially, you just order your tree online. So you'll order your tree from the Reno Aces. The proceeds will benefit local nonprofits. So we're not keeping the money. The money goes to buy the tree, and then any of the extra money goes back to our community.
So you're just kind of facilitating.
We are, yeah. We are event operators to our core, and we've really missed the chance to fundraise for our community this year. Typically, we do jersey auctions every weekend, and those funds directly benefit nonprofits in our community. So we didn't have the chance to do that this year. So instead, we're doing pre-order Christmas trees and wreaths, and then you can pick those up at the ballpark on Saturday, December 5th. We'll have all of those details available on renoaces.com. But if you're getting a live tree or want a beautiful wreath for your door, please consider purchasing through the Reno Aces and benefit your community. So the trees will go on sale next week through November 17th. So you order online and we'll use our parking lots to have a really safe pickup. We'll have our mascots there waving hello to you. It'll be a lot of fun. We're going to make it really easy for you as the customer, picking out what it is that you want to celebrate the holidays in your home. But also, we're making it really easy for the nonprofits. They really don't have to do much with your support, with the listener support buying the trees through us. We're just going to be able to write them a big check at the end. And I think that'll be the perfect holiday gift for the organizations that do so much for our community.